Well, we've talked about about COVID-19. We've talked about how it works, how it infects you.
We talked about the stay-at-home order and how that is affecting people.
But we haven't talked about how it affects you as a person.
And anxiety levels from being at home, cooped up, and not being able to get out, or your fear of what will happen, of the unknown. We have on the phone with us Ellen Schmeising. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's from Focus of Findlay, and we've had you on before. We absolutely love that you've talked to us before. But can you give us a little bit of perspective about COVID-19 when it comes to anxiety and fearful levels?
Yeah. So right now, things are very uncertain, and that can definitely raise anxiety levels. You know, we have kind of big question marks out there about what that path like forward looks like. So for individuals who are already at prone for anxiety, that can kind of raise those levels. That can make that a little bit worse. But just even for the general population, things are different. Things are just kind of weird right now. We're all having to operate in a different way. And so when that happens, you're faced with challenges that you've never had before, whether that's staying at home and providing for your children's education or losing income from not being able to work. Things are just rapidly changing. So anxiety is high, even depression is high, isolation is high. And so in this time, like, it's important to get connected and to not feel like you're alone, because you're not. You know, we have a lot of tools and technology that we can use to our benefit right now to stay connected and stay together.
We as people that are, I'm in my 60s. Dawn is less than that.
Mm-hmm.
I said less than that.
Yes.
For kids, and by kids I mean anyone from 12, 13, all the way up to 25 or 30, they've never experienced anything like this. And not that we've experienced things like this, but we've experienced things in life that have caused like life to go on hold. How do kids react to this?
So a lot of younger people are looking at the reaction of older adults, you know, and so, you know, we have adults right now who are uncertain. And so therefore those young people are also uncertain, and they don't quite know how to feel. You know, I was talking to some young people, like people of, you know, in their early 20s and whatnot. And, you know, there's some, they're like, you know, we don't exactly know how to take this. Do we, you know, how serious is this? What can we believe? You know, is this super serious? Is this not? And it's like this constant battle between like feeling like they're overreacting and underreacting all at the same time.
Is this because, you know, in many cases, kids don't know what to believe at all anymore because of social media and all that?
There's a lot of different sources of information, and not all of them are good. And so, yeah, I mean, younger people can have both at the same time, both a easier way of kind of sifting through kind of what's legitimate and what's not, but also at the same time, just because of the pure volume of information that a young person consumes on a daily basis, they can get some mixed messages. They can get something, some confusing messages, whether that's messages from their friends that maybe aren't accurate, or other people that are on social media that maybe aren't accurate because maybe they're not a health professional, or, you know, from a reputable source. So we've been really pushing for people really of all ages to know your media sources and know where to get the good information from, and listen to that and try to tune out the rest.
What,
you know, you don't feed into that fear, don't feed into that panic.
What are some tips then that can help ease anxiety, can help ease some of the fear of the unknown?
Absolutely. So first and foremost is know that whatever you feel is valid. You know, there's a lot of right now people are struggling to, you know, kind of be okay with what they're feeling, be okay with those feelings of uncertainty, you know, so your feelings are valid. The feelings of other people are very real and very valid. And I say that because when you validate your own feelings, then you can deal with them. Whether if you're constantly pushing them aside or kind of poo-pooing them, it makes it really hard to address that kind of feeling. Even if you are feeling afraid or scared or uncertain, validate that. Like, it's okay to be there right now. Some other tools are to look at what's in your control. There's a heck of a lot right now that is outside of our control as human beings. There is some things that are within our control. But when a vast majority of those kind of fall outside of your control, that's when things can get scary and that's when things can get fearful. So look at what's in your control. Things that are in your control are your actions, your behaviors, your responses. You know, so people are being faced with, you know, staying home and not, you know, engaging some of the normal tasks that they would for the protection of themselves and other people. Also within your control is how you think about something. You can think about it as, oh, well, I have to stay here. Or you can think about it, you know what, I get to stay here. I get to spend some additional time with my kids. I get to be a better, bigger part of their learning. Or, you know, I get to maybe tackle that art project that's been sitting in the corner of my apartment for, you know, the last 6 months. And I get to do that now. So
change your perspective.
Looking at kind of what's in your control. Exactly. Shifting that from, you know, this is out of my control to this is what's in my control. And then part of that is setting good boundaries. You know, with people, if there are certain people in your life that kind of raise your anxiety level or are just not good source of information for you right now, set a good boundary with them. Set a good boundary with the news. Set a good boundary with social media. You know, there's a lot of people right now, like social media is being used like crazy, which is good. But there's a lot of people that are kind of doing that scroll thing just to kind of numb. And so I encourage people to set good boundaries, set time limits. You know, I myself, 8:30 every day, like, I unplug. Doesn't matter. I unplug. It'll be there tomorrow. Period. Wow. End of story.
It's a great idea.
You know, so setting those good boundaries, and it takes some discipline, but it really helps. And then really the last one is to reach out. You know, call, text, video chat, pray, talk to someone, get connected. We have really cool technology, which, well, yeah, we got to set good boundaries with it. We have the opportunity now to use it as a tool to connect to people in new and novel ways. You know, so I encourage people to use those technologies, use that to your advantage, to get connected so you don't have to feel so alone.
Hmm. Ellen, what are you doing at The Focus to stay connected to those who you are dealing with and who you've helped before?
Yep. So at Focus, you know, we've had to kind of shift and pivot what we've been doing. So we're doing a lot of phone support. So if anybody knows someone or they themselves would just like someone to call and talk and check in on them, they can send us their contact information and we will give them a call just to say hey and see how they're doing. So we're doing a lot of phone support, a lot of support over, you know, some video conferencing and that kind of stuff. We've launched a couple new things. So we have a live recovery check-in on our Facebook page at noon every day. So there's always a kind of a recovery message just to kind of help get people some recovery, because recovery doesn't stop in the midst of a public health crisis. You know, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So we've instituted those recovery check-ins, and we've also opened up a online open recovery meeting at 4:00 every single day. So the recovery check-ins and the open recovery meetings happen 7 days a week. And all of that information is on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/focusrwc. And then just a couple other things that we've been doing is that any support group or 12-step group that wants to move their meeting online to stay connected to their community, we are offering to connect them with like a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat. People can join by phone or by their like call-in, join by an app, join by computer. They don't have to have an email address or anything like that. And so we have had a few of the like Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Smart Recovery have moved their meetings online to be there for people.
Well, you've been a great help. If people have questions, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Yep. If they have questions, they are absolutely welcome to call us at 419-423-5071. We answer the phones from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and we are also there in person for some limited hours of noon to 5 right now, just to help people navigate some of those immediate needs that they might have.
Oh, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ellen.
All right. That is Ellen Schmeising from Focus in Findlay. What a
she's great, always got great
oh,
tips.
She's great. Excellent.
Love to talk to her.
All right, we've got 22 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning with Keith and Dawn right here on
The Mix.
The Ohio Automotive Supply Company in Findlay is your locally owned NAPA dealer. They carry a complete selection of auto and heavy-duty truck parts, nationally known and locally owned.